Hi, thanks for listening to KJZZ's audio service, which is supported by AARP Arizona. Keep Phoenix in motion with events to get out and do more things with your friends and family. Discover all the real possibilities here in the community on Facebook at AARP Arizona or aarp.org/Phoenix.
Is it possible to teach empathy? That's what One Valley Doctor is trying to do using virtual reality. The experience aims to help younger people understand what it's like to have dementia. And as KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie learned, it also encourages them to pursue careers in the aging and dementia fields.
Dr. Jillian Hamilton is passionate about dementia. As the medical director of Hospice of the Valley, she cares for people living with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. But Dr. Hamilton is worried. Not enough young people, people in high school or college, want to care for this population. And that's problematic for me and for you because
they're the generation that's going to take care of us.
So Dr. Hamilton wants to inspire more young people to go into careers where they can help people living with dementia.
Because we have a real shortage. Even here in town, the main people involved in dementia are 50 and older.
So how do you get kids who may have never been touched by dementia to care about it?
I don't believe in PowerPoints. I don't believe in lectures. I think if you're going to develop empathy, you have to feel it.
And she's doing that by using virtual reality. Virtual reality isn't new, but the way Dr. Hamilton is using it kind of is. I'm standing in Dr. Hamilton's Intro to Dementia and Alzheimer's Disease class at Arizona State University. The students are about to experience dementia for the second time. They pull out dark safety goggles, thick gloves, and headphones.
Okay, are you ready? Is everybody ready? Okay, so go ahead and turn on your headphones, put them on, and then you'll get instructions. Just follow the instructions and go ahead.
That noise coming through the headphones is meant to simulate confusion. People with dementia can't always understand language, so while that's playing, participants are given a list of tasks, like put on and button up a shirt or sort out change. Simple, right? Except these seemingly mundane chores are made more difficult with the noise, the gloves, and the goggles. After a few minutes of struggling, Dr. Hamilton calls time.
Any reactions just from that, even though
the second time around was still frustrating for a lot of them. Here's how some of them described the first time they tried virtual reality with Dr. Hamilton.
Confusing.
I would say overwhelming.
I would say eye-opening is a good word.
Aggravating.
I thought it was pretty depressing, just knowing that there's a lot of people that suffer with that.
That student is David Wong, and like some of his classmates, the second time wasn't any better, but it has changed his perspective.
Yeah, I mean, you can just empathize with these people a lot more, you know.
There it is. Empathy. That's what Dr. Hamilton hopes to elicit, because if you can see beyond the diagnosis,
you just see this is a person and this is what they're going through. That might seem kind of obvious to some people, but I mean, for me, it wasn't, you know. Now I look at the people that have to struggle with that, you know, I just have a completely different respect for what they're going through.
Valuable stuff, especially since these students also spend time with dementia patients outside the classroom. Meet Simmer Khurana. He's a sophomore.
I didn't really know what to expect, you know, my first time dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. I didn't know what the disease was exactly. I didn't know how it worked, how it affected people, and how those people reacted to certain situations.
And there were challenges, like when his patient kicked him out of the house. But like David Wong, his experience has been transformative. Dementia is unpredictable. Nothing is certain, except what's happening right then and there.
And I think that's kind of a beauty in dealing with people who have Alzheimer's dementia, because they're always living in the present too, right? And they're not looking for the past 5 minutes ago and thinking about that. No, they're living in the now. So I think that's what they kind of force us to do as well.
Dr. Hamilton says a reason why people shy away from dementia is stigma. But she says that breaks down once a person learns more about the condition or becomes empathetic. Her work reminds me of what Atticus Finch told his daughter Scout in the book To Kill a Mockingbird. You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb in his skin and walk around in it. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.